Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23rd for the hour. Thank you very much for joining in. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's now straight bringing us back. Small Business Advocate, and my websites are Small Business Advocate.com. Chris Farrell is our guest, member of our Brain Trust, host of Minnesota's public radio series, The Conversations on the Creative Economy. He's a columnist for PBS and the Star Tribune. He's the author of the outstanding book, Purpose and a Paycheck. It's all about finding money, meaning, and happiness in the second half of life. Chris, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about the baby boomer generation, which is some of our generation, Chris, are in their 70s, for goodness sake. How could that be? And but more of them are much younger, like you and me. But still, this is a generation that's still got some entrepreneurial sap rising in our bark. And we just got through talking about some of that. But you've been doing a lot of thinking, a lot of reporting, and have a lot of ideas about how communities can contribute to promoting older entrepreneurs. Let's just say it that way. What do you think about that? You were going to tell us a story.
Well, yeah, you travel around the country. I travel around the country. And one of the things that has really struck me, go to community after community, and they all have created these ecosystems of sharing workspaces, incubators, mm-hmm. often attached maybe to a college or a university.
Yep, they're all over.
And they're all over. But the thing is, and this is, again, make it really clear, not knocking younger people, but the marketing, the image of these entrepreneurial ecosystems is, you know, some young person with these incredible abs and staring out over the Rocky Mountains and, you know, thinking up big ideas. And what I really want them to do is open the doors to the 50-something, the 60-something, and those angel investors that you were talking about earlier. You know, when they go to these places, you know, talk to the 50 and 60-somethings, because when you actually visit them, actually, I would say, I don't know what your experience is, but mine is like half the people have gray hair anyway.
Yeah.
So why don't you embrace them and say, you know, we welcome you. And not just to be an angel investor, not just to be a mentor. Those are important things. But we're welcoming you because you have a business idea that you want to go out, and you're here at its co-sharing workspaces incubator because you want to build a business.
Well, let's talk about what is important about that older entrepreneur. One of the things I think is really important, they've lived long enough. They've already made and probably paid for a lot of mistakes. If you have an opportunity to support, to maybe even invest in an older entrepreneur, you're not going to have to pay for them to learn what's right. They've been to And so you can get that as a bonus. What do you think?
I think that's right. And the other thing is, you know, one of the things that I've talked to a lot of entrepreneurs, one of the things is in my own entrepreneurial endeavors that I find really hard to do is say no. Mm-hmm. And yet every entrepreneur I talk to, it's really important to say no. That's not what my business is. No, that is not a profitable activity. No, that's not what I'm going to do. But this is what I do, and this is what I'm excited about. And so that's one of the things that you learn as you get older. No, that's not what I want to be doing. Yes, this is what I want to be doing. And so just building off what you just said.
Focus. They've got focus. That's what you're talking about, isn't
focus.
It? They know what they want to focus on. There's not a lot of trial and error here. There's no they're not bouncing around from one idea to the next because it's a shiny object or a new squirrel.
That's right. So, you know, there and then the other thing though that I would also encourage your older entrepreneurs. I was talking to this she started, she and her husband started this company. It's a little tiny medical company. And 14 employees. Well, their CEO was a retired accountant. Their office manager was a retired office manager. And they had this one full employee base. Everybody had a flexible schedule. They didn't have to show up all the time.
Right.
But what they were saying is, boy, they had all the, they were like incredibly competent people. And at the same time, they wanted to be there. And they wanted this organization, this entrepreneurial organization, to succeed. Don't you think that's kind of a wonderful business model?
There's no question about it. And I'll tell you something else about older entrepreneurs. They're probably trying to build something that's going to stay in your community. The revenue that they create is going to be deposited and spent in your community. I think that's something to advance the idea for. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think it is. And I think this notion of community is extremely important. And to providing jobs for people, to supporting various activities in your community. I mean, they actually care about the roads. They care about the environment. So I think it's incredibly important.
Yep.
The other time, this community.
Hey, Chris, I got to stop you because unfortunately we're out of time.
Oh yeah, we're out of time.
You know how the clock works. So Chris, I need your email address and tell us how we can find the book. I mean your website.
Okay.
I mean your website, not your email. Your website.
Right. It's chrisfarrell.net. One word, chrisfarrell.net, and that's F. That's two R's, two L's. And then you can find the book at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all your major outlets.
Purpose and paycheck. Hey, Chris, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Chris Farrell, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.